A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring for their hospitality. Broadcasting live, Daf Vav in Shkolim, Vav Amad Aleph 6A, pagination page 11, starting from the top, a new Mishnah. Hamachnis Ma'os, a person who's bringing in money, as the Gemara will explain, this is an act of prot. What do you think the root word of prot is?
Pruta,
very good. One pruta at a time. Very good. Hamachanis mos, a person is bringing money in one coin at a time. He's trying to put together in his piggy bank enough money to be able to pay the machatzis hashekel. Va'omar, and he says about the money that he's collecting, Hare elu l'shikli, this money will go towards my shekel, which is the way they talked about a machatzis hashekel. They used to call it the shekel. Beishamai omrim, beishamai say, Mosra Nidova, the extra coins that are found in his personal collection have to be given over as a donation. It's binding. The extra ends up getting caught up in the donation, and it goes L'kayetz HaMizbeach towards the summer, literally, of the Mizbeach, meaning the slow time of the Mizbeach. They used to bring karbanos from this extra fund whenever the Mizbeach was slow, that there weren't other karbanos to bring, simply to keep things dignified and ongoing in practice. Uvishilil omrim, and Vishilil say, that case that you just described of perot rot is mosran chulin, the extra is mundane, is secular, he could take the money back, because when he does the collection, only the amount until the half shekel is bound, and the rest remains fine. Now, just as an aside, to make an observation here, included in the chiddush of Beis Hillel, which is how we paskin, is that it's not that the first mini coin that goes thrown in here towards the collection is binding, and then the second one, third one, fourth one, and unwittingly he doesn't even realize that he's got a 10th, 11th, and 12th, and he exceeded the amount that he wants, because then he wouldn't be sure which ones are kadosh and which ones are the last ones. Apparently, as long as at the end he chooses the ones that will be the shekel, that's sufficient. She'ovi mehen shikli, if he said explicitly, I'm doing this collection so that I will be able to bring my shekel from it. Shovin, then everybody agrees, shamosa chulin, that the leftover is secular, because he clearly said, I'm doing a collection so that I will be able to do from it my shekel. It's clear that whatever's left over is not the shekel. The Mishnah continues and makes a contrast. Elu l'chatosi. If a person says, these coins should be collected towards my karban chatos that I have to bring, my sin offering. Shovin shamosa nedova. They agree that the remainder becomes nedava, a donation, and it's binding, and it's going to be used, whatever is excess after he bought his karban, is going to be used l'kayetz hamizbeach. In other words, to be very specific, even though in the case of shekel, Beis Hillel argued and said that the leftovers remain his money, in the case of a karban chatos, even after he bought the karban for a certain amount of money, the remainder has to be donated to the Beis HaMikdash. And we'll have to see why. However, she'ovi me'en chatosi, if a person says, I'm collecting this money so that from it I can do the karban chatos, shavin, everybody agrees, she'amoser chulin, that the remainder is chulin, because that's the same case as the shekel case. He's making it clear, I have a goal, I'm collecting towards the goal, and once I collect enough money, I'm going to take the money I need from this pot and do my goal. But he never said that whatever's in the pot, it's still his wallet, it's still his money, and that's fine. Amar Reb Shimon said, Ma bin shkolim lechatos, what's the difference between shkolim and chatos, that Beis Hillel, in the case of shekel, says you could keep the remaining money, and in the case of chatos says that it's all bound up and has to be given to the Beis HaMikdash. Elo shel shkolim yesh lohen kitzva. Shkolim, there's a set amount how much you're supposed to give. Ulechatos ein lo kitzva. And a carbon chatos, people can buy a big one, a small one, a scrawny one. There's a lot of flexibility, and therefore, no matter how much money you designate for a chatos, it's all possible, potentially, for the carbon chatos. Whereas the shekel, it doesn't make any sense. There's a certain amount that you give for the shekel, and therefore, Beis Hillel says the remainder is yours. Now, the Mishnah continues with Rabbi Yehuda arguing on this explanation of Reb Shimon, and through it we get a tremendous insight into how the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel was practiced in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af l'shkolim ein lohen kitzva. I don't understand what you're saying, Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Shkolim also don't have a set amount. Depending on the year, depending on the situation, they gave different amounts for the sake of Machatzis HaShekel's mitzvah. What does he mean? Shekisha'alu Yisrael min ha'gola, because when the Jews came out of exile, the history is first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Then you have the story of Purim during that exile, and then they're coming back to Eretz Yisrael to build the second Beis HaMikdash. Hayushoklim darchonos. They would give shkolim, the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel, they would give darchonos, which we just saw previously, is golden coins. Now, to keep this simple, we'll follow the Rambam's explanation, which is that a darkon is double of a shekel, and we know that a shekel is double of a machatzis shekel, a half a shekel, just like it sounds. So a darkon is four times a machatzis shekel. So Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you telling me? There's an established amount machatzis shekel mitzvah. In the time of the early returnees, they were giving a darkon, which is four times the amount. You got a golden coin here, and the Mefarshim say they had to give more because there were less people. In order to bring a carbon every day, no matter how many Jews there are, they still have to bring a carbon every day. So everybody gave more. Chazru, they then revised it when there were more Jews. Lishkol Saloim, and then they only gave the size of a shekel. Chazru, and then they revised it further. Lishkol Tivin, which is the Machatzis HaShekel, another word for Machatzis HaShekel. Bikshu Lishkol Dinorim, and then people wanted to give a dinner, which is half of a half shekel. V'lo kiblu mehem. And at that point, the rabbis put their foot down and said, this was all cute, we were adjusting it according to the need. But you can't go lower than the mitzvah that Moshe was given as part of Torah. And then if there's extra, there's extra. But that doesn't help you in the tax, because the tax is ultimately a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is Machatzis HaShekel. What's fascinating about this is that the Jews had the impression that you could give half of the typical coin. And depending on the fluctuation of currencies, they had the impression you could have it. Which is fascinating that our minig to remember the Machatzis HaShekel is actually recorded as half of the local currency. That there is something to this. It's not just the Machatzis HaShekel, it's actually historically the pattern was, people actually had that impression until the rabbis had to say, yeah, but only to a point. Okay. Omer Reb Shimon says, I understand your problem, that it sounds like Machatzis HaShekel fluctuates, and therefore when the person designates a lot of money, maybe all of it should go to the Beis HaMikdash. But afal pikein yad kulan shoven, any particular year, there is a price that's going to be the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel. Avol chatos, but you have a carbon chatos, and maybe b'selav, and maybe b'shtayim, and maybe b'sholosh. A chatos, a carbon, can be 1, 2, 3. That's totally flexible. Okay. Beautiful Mishnah. Okay, I want to add on the bottom of the page, there's a specific Gemara here that links Mechiras Yosef, the sale of Yosef, to both Pidyon HaBen, the five Sloim, the five Shkolim of Pidyon HaBen, as well as to the half shekel that every Jew is supposed to give every year. Take a look at the Gemara, the last six lines of the page, at the end of the line, Rebbe, Berechia, Rebbe Levi, B'Shem, Rebbe Shimon ben Lakish, Lefisha Machru B'Chareshal Racha B'Eshim Kesef. Since they sold the Bechor, the firstborn of Rachel, with 20 coins. That means dinarim. Yiyeh kol echad ve'echad podes b'no Bechoru be'esrim kesef. And therefore, each one has to redeem his own Bechor with 20 coins, with 20 dinarim. If you do the math, 20 dinarim is the equivalent of 5 sloim or shkolim, as they're sometimes called, because it's 2 dinar to every half shekel, and obviously 2 half shekel to every shekel. And therefore, 20 dinarim divided by 4 would give you your 5 sloim. Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Levi also says that it's linked to the half shekel donation of every year, l'fishamachru b'chorah shoracha b'esrim kesef, since they sold the b'chor of Rachel with 20 dinarim, v'nafal achal echad ve'echad mehen tivah, so each one was getting a tenth, because there were 10 brothers involved. Reuven wasn't there, we know that from the psukim. Binyamin wasn't involved, he was the full brother of Yosef, he wasn't involved in the sale. That's why we say that the Beis HaMikdash is in the chelek of Binyamin. But there are 10 brothers that remain. The Taklin Chadatin points out that the 10 brothers that remain, they're really only 9, but Yosef gets included in this because to a certain extent, he was a catalyst because he didn't handle the jealousy properly. And therefore, all 10 of them were involved. We divide the 20 kesef by responsibility by 10, and the result is that each one has a tiva, a 1/2 shekel coin of their responsibility. Lefikach yeh kol echad ve'echad nasin shiklo tiva. Each one has to give a 1/2 shekel. Just as an aside, in the process of Pidyon HaBen, the Kohen asks, would you rather have money or would you rather have Bechor? Have your Bechor? Actually comes out a very, very scary hidden dimension in that dialogue, because the Pidyon HaBen is a kapara on them selling Yosef in exchange for money. And the question is, would you rather have the Bechor? Would you rather have the money? For generations, we're asking that question. And the answer, of course, is, I'd rather have the Bechor. Forget about the money. Who needs the money? And that is described by our Gemara as a kapara on Mechiras Yosef. Yeshikoa, thank you for joining.